I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. That's right. It's a live show. You can call into the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village, 312-642-5600. And be sure to check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. They are our solution center. You can check out their beautiful new website, great blog, great content, great information there, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So a jam-packed lineup we have. My first guest is joining me here in studio. I'm thrilled to be joined by Sam Therese, who is the CEO of Alverno Laboratories. Sam, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Shalom. I really appreciate being here.
Absolutely. So, Sam, our listeners know I always love to get to know the person behind the microphone first, and then we'll certainly have our opportunity to talk about Alverno. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been around diagnostic laboratories for my entire career, but beyond that, I have a beautiful wife, three grown children, and one grandchild. So,
and we can't forget the 70-pound golden doodle.
No,
Bella.
Nobody can forget Bella. She makes sure of that.
Well, being a lover of golden doodles, which we just started talking about, I can relate. So, Sam, you, as you said, you've been in this world. As I understand, you've risen the ranks from vice president, CEO in a company that values quality service. Let's talk a little bit about that and talk about the growth for you personally and growth as a company.
Well, I'd like to share a little bit about Alverno Laboratories. You know, the diagnostic laboratories are not something everybody's really terribly familiar with. But it is probably something that just about everybody has experienced at some point in their life. Some of the very earliest tests that you have are just after birth, where we rule out things like, I can't remember the disease, phenylketonuria, I believe, is a PKU test. But really, it's part of that kind of behind-the-scenes world of healthcare, where... it's there, and so many decisions are being made using laboratory tests and the technologies that exist in laboratories today.
Absolutely, and you pride yourself on not being just about the test tubes and the reports. Let's talk a little bit about your approach and why you stand out. You mentioned that diagnostic testing is something that everybody experiences at some point. What makes Alverno different?
Well, I think it's that commitment we bring, because it's not really a test that we do, but it's really treating a patient or helping with a patient. So it's not about a test tube of blood. It's really about the patient behind that. From a quality perspective, we are an ISO-certified laboratory, one of only a handful that exists in the country. And so I think we bring that kind of mission and vision throughout our organization, which has grown quite a bit over the last several years.
And so growth, indeed. You now operate how many laboratories and in which areas?
So today we actually operate and own over 36 hospital laboratories all throughout Illinois and Indiana. As well as a very large central laboratory just over the border in Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, wow, fantastic. So you're servicing many, many people, all stages of life?
Absolutely. As I said, I mean, testing starts from infancy all the way up to the geriatric patient. Just about every person, group, disease is really part of who we provide care to.
Absolutely. And Sam, I know we talked earlier that you are now the CEO of Alverno, and you've been in this diagnostic space for quite a while. But let's talk about the people behind those 36 hospital laboratories. You've got a lot of people behind the scenes providing that level of quality and providing that level of service. Tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, I mean, the team overall is quite large. So in El Verno today, there's well over 2,100 associates involved in the laboratory. They're spread across maybe 120 locations, from those folks that collect your blood when you go in for a test to those that live behind the scenes and doing just an amazing job with the sheer volume of testing that we do each and every day.
And in today's day and age, there is significant advancement and improvement in technology. Sam, how do you see your line of work changing over the coming years? What's your prediction or forecast for El Verno over perhaps the next 10 years?
Oh, my. I mean, I think the level of technology in the laboratory world is quite phenomenal. For most, you know, everybody kind of has that picture of somebody with a test tube kind of looking for that reaction. Well, today it involves significant levels of robotics, significant levels of automation, a massive array of different technologies, probably some of the more cutting edge that I think are going to influence the future of the laboratory over the next decade are really in the areas of kind of digital pathology, for example. It's kind of that state where we're moving away from, you know, the best technology is, you know, we always take pictures with our camera and run them to the drugstore. And now today, we don't do that anymore. It's all electronic. And then from a testing perspective, it's really starting to look at a person's DNA or the DNA of a tumor or a disease and really honing in on what the diagnosis is and hopefully the treatment and improving the outcome for patients.
And you started at El Verno, Sam, in 2005 as vice president in charge of hospital operations. Have you seen that advancement during your time in the company?
Definitely. And I've had the great and amazing pleasure to actually lead that transformation. So El Verno is at that cutting edge, particularly precision medicine or sequencing or DNA space, along with digital pathology. So I've had that great pleasure to not only see it, but actually kind of help drive that in the organization.
Absolutely. So then, Sam, you became the CEO in 2010, and we are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So for our small business owners that might be tuning in tonight, people are no doubt curious, what's the most rewarding thing that you experience in your day in your typical day as a CEO? And perhaps if I could venture just a little bit further, what's the most challenging part of your day?
Sure. Yeah, it's, you know, for those starting out, it's great to, you know, find something that you're passionate about and you want to get up and, you know, do each and every day, you know, that you're not, you know, sitting in bed saying, oh, gee, I don't want to go to work or the office today. But if you're passionate about it, that never happens. You know, I think the most rewarding things we see or I see as you kind of try to mentor and develop people as you watch them make that step or take on that project or that new initiative and actually see them have success. There's nothing more special than to see people really evolve in their career and continue to grow, along with some of the amazing successes and the stories you'll hear when you know you develop a new test or a new test is out there and a physician is using it and you actually see a real outcome where you potentially saved a life or influenced the care of patients.
Absolutely.
You know, the challenges, I don't know that I'd call them challenges. Let's just say they're opportunities. I know that's rather cliche to say, but the reality is there's always challenges. In this day and age, finding people is a significant challenge, not only finding them, but finding the right ones.
Well, we'll have to leave it there because, believe it or not, we are just about out of time. And that challenge is, as you said, an opportunity because You are a growing company, and you're always looking for people. If people are curious to learn more about Alverna Laboratories or want to talk to you or your team further, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can always go to our website, www.alvernalabs.com. There's ways to connect with all of our leaders, look at career opportunities. Also, I'm pretty sure my email address is there as well. You can always call my office, area code 219-989-3814.
Fantastic.
I do return messages whenever possible. It might take me a day or two.
Well, Sam Therese, the CEO of Alverna Laboratories, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story, the fantastic growth story of Alverna Laboratories. We appreciate you coming in. Look forward to following your success here in Get Down to Business.
Thanks for having me, Shalom.
Coming up after the break, I'm going to be chatting with Lee Eisenstadt, and we'll be talking more about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. We'll be right back.
Sean Hannity doesn't understand the support of Democrats.
I'm a little stunned at what the Democratic Party is doing, seemingly siding with Tlaib and Omar in this fight against Israel. Why are congressional Democrats siding with them and virulent anti-Semitism? Why is that?
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, ShalomKlein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobson. You know, our listeners helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And now MyPillow is giving back to our listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the Radio Listener Specials box. I love these pillows, and you know you will too. So receive huge discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, my favorite, the Giza sheets, and more. For example, the body pillow that provides the perfect comfort and support for your entire body is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Amy, it's only $29.99. All products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and get deep discounts on all products, including MyPillows, for only $29.99. You'll get 30% off mattress toppers and deep discounts on Giza cotton sheets. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Specials box and enter promo code Amy or call 800-489-0201. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Amy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. What a great conversation with the CEO of Alverna Laboratories. And now, as promised, I'm thrilled to be joined by Lee Eisenstadt, who is the author of a brand new book, Leading with Courage. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. So glad to be here.
It's great to have you. So we will talk about the book, but as I always love to do, would love to get to know you and understand a little bit about why you wrote the book and why you have established the Leading with Courage Academy. Lee, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in the Chicago area, worked at Baxter, was my first job out of college or grad school, and then moved up to Wisconsin where I was with SC Johnson. They make Windex and Pledge and those kinds of products. And I was there for about 25 years as a finance and operations executive, both in the U.S. and Europe. And then I was COO at two very large accounting firms. One was a top five firm, and the other was a top 50 firm. And it was based on all of those experiences and seeing how understanding your blind spots can really open up new opportunities for you. If you become aware of your blind spots and have the courage to address them from a leadership or a management point of view, it makes a huge difference in where you go. In my own case, once I became aware of a significant blind spot I had, which was being not comfortable talking about myself, and that's typical of a finance exec, I was able to get a five-year assignment in Paris, France as a director of finance for half a dozen countries.
That's
so it
exciting.
Really does make a difference.
It's exciting when you identify those nine. I don't want to get ahead of you, but you've in your book you talk about the nine blind spots that can derail the impact of leaders and managers, and no doubt it was because of that learning experience that you went through on your own. So Lee, you wrote the book, which is an Amazon bestseller. It's called Leading with Courage, Nine Critical Behaviors of Effective Leaders and Managers. So you took your own experience, your own story, and you've decided to make sure others learn from it and do better. I don't want to share the secret sauce, but Lee, tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that you address in the book.
Well, just one correction. It wasn't just my experiences. I went out and interviewed 40 CEOs who had all been in their jobs for more than 2 years, because 40 to 50% of CEOs and other C-suite execs are fired, quit, or fail in the first 18 months on the job. And I wanted to understand why that was happening. And it was between my experiences and the experience of these 40 CEOs that I was able to put together the list of nine blind spots. And if you're not careful, you run into these, and depending on how badly you step on that landmine, and if you step on multiples, it can totally derail your career. An example of one of them is not respecting the culture of the organization. So imagine you're a new person, you come into an organization for the first time, and you're running rampant, you know, just amok like a bull in a china shop. You aren't going to last very long. Same if you just come in with the answer and say, you know, this is how you guys do it, but this is how we did it. You're not going to win many friends. And so there are nine of those blind spots that if you're not careful, they can certainly impact your agenda and could derail your career. And so the book goes through that. There's even a self-assessment in the book that you can take to identify which of those blind spots you need to be on the alert for.
Absolutely. And everybody struggles with one of those areas. So Lee, you talked a little bit about your own, your blind spot, talking about yourself. Obviously you've overcome that. You're joining me here on the radio, which is fantastic. But you've also established the Leading with Courage Academy. Tell us a little bit about, who goes through that academy.
Yeah, it's individuals and teams. That's who we focus on. And what we're doing is helping them gain peace of mind and confidence that they're being effective as leaders and managers. So we have a series of workshops, assessments, and coaching programs that they can take to become more self-aware of those blind spots. And then when they want help addressing them, we're there to help them. We've got 14 executive coaches in addition to myself. So we have quite a lot of resources that we can put to this. We license a number of assessments such as DISC and emotional intelligence and employee engagement that give you just all of these insights.
Absolutely.
What's really interesting, I'll turn it back over to you, Shalom, because I know you got a lot of questions. 95% of us think we're self-aware, but the real number is only 12 to 15%. And that's the opportunity out there.
Absolutely. There certainly is an opportunity out there. And so, Lee, you are Chicago-based. The Leading with Courage Academy is Chicago-based. But do you work with executives in which geographic areas?
We work all over the country, Sholem. It doesn't, we're not limited by geography. And while it's much more effective doing it, you know, coaching face-to-face, we can even do it over the phone. But it usually begins with a group going through a program as a team, and then they break off into smaller groups that need, you know, just a little bit more attention or have some special issues that we can address better one-on-one. So we do it either in groups or face-to-face or over the phone.
Certainly. And tell us a little bit about some of the success stories, companies or organizations that have gone through the program, that have worked with you or one of your other coaches, and how it has helped their culture and helped their leadership, because ultimately that's what it's all about.
Yeah, what we've got is a tool. I mean, we're one of the few, I think, sort of consultants that can actually measure everything we're doing in the area of leadership development. So we like to track the changes in employee engagement. And we measure that every 90 days. And you can tell them what's going on. Everything you're doing in leadership development is to help the employees be more engaged, present, focused, energized. And so we track it when we start, and then every 90 days thereafter. And it's been a great example of it was in a company that had just done a merger, and they brought two companies, another company of like size, together with them. And we were able to measure the employee engagement of the acquired company and the acquiring company. And over time, we could get those two companies to have the same level of engagement. Of course, you know, one's going to be lower than the other, usually the acquired company. We get them to the same level and then take them up, you know, from there together. Because we can see where it's going well, where it isn't going well. And it's one of the only ways I know to tell what's the progress of the integration of an M&A deal, for example. I don't know of any other way to do it. And so that was one case. We also have been starting to work with, and this is brand new, employee stock ownership plans, companies that have ESOPs, and they have this great need to build a culture of leadership and a culture of ownership. And we're finding all of our tools fit very well with these ESOPs and can make such a big difference in the success or the benefits that the employees and the owners of the company get.
Certainly. And Lee, our leadership is a very general term. Is there a specific size organization that is the sweet spot, or can you work with leaders and managers at any level?
We find we can work at any level, Sholem, but we're finding we're best suited to the middle market. And let's say that's from 25 million to 250 million. We can work bigger than that and smaller than that. What it really more depends on, well, are two things. The situation the company's in, for example, do they have an ESOP? Have they just completed a buy-side M&A deal involving a culture integration? Are they having some issues with employee turnover, so they need to get their employees more engaged? So there's a set of situations that apply to us, but also, you know, are they coachable? Do they want to change? And that's the biggest obstacle. That's probably the biggest one we face, and it's our biggest competitor. It isn't other consultants. It's people in organizations that just say, I don't need this. I'm the CEO. I know all of this stuff. And as I said, 95% of us think we're self-aware, but the real number is 12 to 15%. And so key is, what's their situation and are they coachable?
Well, we've certainly all seen folks on both sides of this. So, Lee, we are out of time, and I want to make sure that folks know where they can find your new book, Leading with Courage, yep, as well as information about the Leading with Courage Academy. Lee, where can they find out a little bit more about your services?
Yeah, the book is available on Amazon, and it's available as a Kindle edition and a paperback, so they can go there and get that. You can go to our website, www.lwcacademy.com, and there's all kinds of downloads there and other information, or you just give me a call. My direct line is 312-827-2643.
Well, Lee, we appreciate you joining us here on Get Down to Business. We'll be sure to follow your progress. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And again, thanks for all the information. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and we'll be right back.
Don't miss Freedom Summit 2019, coming to the Chicago West and Northwest, Itasca, on Saturday, November 2nd. This year, featuring headline speakers Michelle Malkin, Sean Hannity, Sebastian Gorka, and Laura Logan. Get your tickets today at freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Automated Systems Incorporated, Health Insurance Mentors.com, Cromwedy Roofing, and by Joe Cotton Ford in Carroll Stream.
News, I'm Debbie Hanley. Rescuers still searching for four crew members of a cargo ship. They're missing after their ship overturned and caught fire near a Georgia plant.
Coast Guard says they couldn't get to the other four people because of all the smoke and fire. It made it just too risky to be on board this capsized vessel. The Coast Guard now waiting for salvage professionals to determine when it's safe to go back on the large cargo ship again.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Access to cell phone service still unavailable in parts of the Bahamas, devastated by Hurricane Dorian.
In settlements in the eastern part of the island, cell service is still non-existent. We let some people use our satellite phones, people who had not been able to contact their family members for days.
Fox's Ellison Barber. The search continues for victims of Hurricane Dorian. 44 deaths have been confirmed. America's listening to Fox News.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other carriers. If you're over 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage every month whether you want it or not. In Chicago, the least expensive PPO health insurance plan under the ACA will cost $572 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $7,900 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium to $278 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $294 a month and over $5,000 with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
It's time to stand with Israel. Consider the lifelong impact of joining nationally syndicated media host Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher, along with AM 560 The Answer, on the Stand With Israel tour this December 2nd through 11th. More than a vacation, this journey will guide you through centuries of faith and culture as you visit iconic places right out of Scripture. Along the way, your host will broadcast on-site while you watch and participate. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour, where you can pray at the Western Wall in Old City, Jerusalem, float in the Dead Sea, and take a boat out onto the waters of the Sea of Galilee. Have you ever wanted to walk inside the Garden Tomb? Register today for the Stand With Israel tour this December 2nd through 11th. Just visit 560theanswer.com, keyword Israel. That's 560theanswer.com, keyword Israel.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And I'm thrilled to be joined by my next guest, Brian Dixon, the author of a brand new book, Start With Your People. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Shalom. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you're an entrepreneur and business coach, and you've left behind a series of burned bridges and failed projects before you undertook an honest self-examination to determine what went wrong. Let's talk a little bit about that experience, that sort of life-changing experience, and how it led to you writing that book and hopefully changing many, many more people's lives.
That sounds amazing. I think this is going to be really helpful for those entrepreneurs, those business leaders out there listening right now.
Well, Brian, let's talk about your conversations with, I believe it was 53 individuals. Tell us a little bit about those conversations and that feedback that you collected.
Oh, that's right. So I did this thing called a 360 assessment. And so for those of you that are struggling right now with, like, how do I grow my business, or, you know, people are canceling service. At least for me, you know, I was running a marketing agency, and we do one project, but that was it, you know, and people would move on and they wouldn't do a second project with us. And I thought, there's got to be something wrong. So I started working with a business coach, and his recommendation was to do a 360 assessment where you get anonymous feedback from people that you've worked with. And the anonymous feedback was pretty blunt. something that kept coming up was, Brian puts projects over people. And I think it's really easy to do as business leaders to focus on the end result, but sometimes kind of burn through our people as we're trying to achieve a goal.
See, the book is called Start With Your People. When you say your people, who does that include?
Just think about everybody that you interact with, right? So the people across the kitchen table from you, the people across the boardroom table from you, the people that are signing your checks and the people you're sending checks to. So basically people that are already in your life. And I think that's the best way to grow your business, to figure out your purpose, to generate profit, is to really show up for the people that are already in your life.
So when you say show up, what are a couple of simple ways that you can show up and serve others of influence?
I love it. There's two main questions that I try to ask on a daily basis, so to other people. The first question is, what can I do to make your day? So even your employees, right, even your team members, if you were to say to them, hey, what can I do to make your day today? There's usually something that we're doing that's getting in the way of their success, and we're completely unaware of it. And so to open up to our team and say, hey, what can I do to make your day? They might say, hey, can you take care of this one thing? You know, can you open up 30 minutes earlier, or can you make sure you send that email, or whatever it is, but it's something small. So that's the first question, what can I do to make your day? Second question is, what are you working through? And that's a really good question to ask potential clients. Tell me what you're working through right now. You know, like, basically, another way to word it is, what challenges are you having right now? Because people know where they're stuck. They know where the pain is, and people pay for the pain to go away.
I love it. I love that philosophy and approach to networking. We talk about it often on this program, and I love that question. What are you working through? And that information that it's sharing with you. So I know in your book, you talk quite a bit about your sort of personal challenges and perspective. And I don't want to give away the secret sauce, because I want to make sure people get a copy of the book, Start With Your People, which we'll share some information on how people can get that book shortly. But how did shifting your mindset on money impact your life and business? That's something that we talk often about, and I can never hear enough about.
Oh, I love it. You know, so many of us have this baggage, right? This money mindset that's flawed or broken. So perhaps you're coming from a faith-based space. Maybe you're coming from a nonprofit world. you know, maybe your parents were employees and just kind of working towards a pension. But like whatever your family background, there are these habits, there are these cues, there are these I call it tones of home, right? We've learned to think a certain way based on the people that have been in our lives. And one of the kind of foundational principles of growing your business is the way that we think about money. And so many of us have a scarcity mindset. You know, we think if we don't get that, if a competitor lands that client, then it's an ever decreasing pie. And I actually believe the opposite. You know, I believe in the law of abundance. It's just the reality that when we show up and we serve people well, that more money is generated, right? So money continues to transfer throughout our economy. Like, what's the value of a dollar? You know, I use a dollar to pay a client, or, you know, to pay a service provider. That service provider takes that dollar, and, you know, and then they turn around and they pay somebody else, and that dollar continues. It's like an everlasting dollar, right? And so having a fixed money mindset, improving your money mindset, where you're looking at money not as the root of all evil, right, but money as a tool just like water. And water can be used to quench your thirst, or water can be used to do some pretty serious damage. And when we get right with our money mindset, I think it opens up so many opportunities to serve people well and to really grow your business.
I love the approach. We're chatting with Brian Dixon, the author of Start With Your People. I've had the book now for a couple of weeks and already incorporated a bunch of the takeaways, looking at how I view, how I network, how I treat people as my dream team. So lots of great lessons for really anybody listening tonight. Whether you're a big business, small business, everybody can benefit from this. Brian, I want to make sure people know how they can get a copy of the book, Start With Your People. How can they learn more?
I love it. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever you grab your books, you know, that's the place to go. I recorded the Audible version, so you can hop over to Audible, especially for you radio and podcast listeners out there. The Audible version is available right now, and the book is called Start With Your People.
Start With Your People. Brian Dixon, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back and get down to business. Don't touch that dial. Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, shalomklein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
It used to be customers could find or discover your business in just a handful of ways. Now, life is digital, with so many more options and things you need to do. You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? If not, we've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundchicago.com. Surroundchicago.com, connecting you with new customers. Famous conservative quotes presented by Automated Systems.
Here's a Churchill quote to improve your outlook. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Wise words to live by, indeed.
Manufacturing companies, I encourage you to call my friend Laz Kulchar from Automated Systems. Automated Systems is a software and systems integration company that specializes in companies that are required to meet FDA compliance requirements. Automated Systems will create a custom solution for your business that will make your production lines, facilities, and plants run more efficiently. Imagine less downtime, more speed, and fewer rejects. From Fortune 500 to startup, ASI delivers solutions for your toughest automation challenges. For information, I encourage you to talk to Laz at Automated Systems. Call 844-HIRE-ASI or visit hireasi.com. That's 844-HIRE-ASI, 844-HIRE-ASI, or online at hireasi.com.
Hey, you're back on Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. This is a real treat. I'm thrilled to be joined by the CEO of Penthouse, the Magic Penthouse. I'm thrilled to be joined by Sin Ordu. Sin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Shalom.
Absolutely. So, Sin, your story is a fantastic one. You and your business partner, Nick, you guys have a fantastic story. And I want to get into the Magic Penthouse and would love to get to know the people behind the Magic Penthouse. Sin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
For sure. So I actually moved to the U.S. just 4.5 years ago. I have a master's degree in business psychology. And I was working as a business psychologist, as a consultant, and I just happened to do magic as a passion on the side. And I've been performing for 16 years now. But then one day I just randomly went to a magic shop because that's what we do. On the weekends, we kind of, you know, got to grab supplies like a deck of cards. And I run into this guy and he looks at me and he says, you don't seem like an odd guy. You seem like a normal magician. Here's my card. We should hang out.
I'm sure you come across all types when you're hanging out in a magic store, right?
Exactly. That's kind of the point. There's some magicians out there who happen to be a little bit too geeky for us. So he just looked at me and with one look was like, you seem to be a normal guy. We should hang out. And sure enough, I come meet him. And he was, at the time, he had a business, a custom suit business in a penthouse. So I stop by there, we hang out, and eventually we get to find our own business in that penthouse.
The Magic Penthouse. So the first show was in 2016, as you said, at the penthouse where Nick Roy worked, and the Magic Penthouse was born. So let's talk a little bit about what takes place at the Magic Penthouse. As you said, you're not the typical magicians. You are put on a very, very high-class experience. And you've attracted a fantastic audience. The reviews are amazing. Sin, what's your secret?
I mean, the secret is pretty simple. When I moved here, I started looking at a whole bunch of magic shows because there is a lot in the U.S. And I was unhappy because I said, this is, you know, magic can be more than linking rings or sawing women in half. But that's like the 19th century magic that people are doing. And when Nick and I met at that beautiful space in the penthouse, I said, why don't we just throw a party, the kind of party we would want to attend as guests, and we just invite a whole bunch of magicians and see how that goes in a very relaxed atmosphere. And we started from what would a party look like if we want to go. So we said, we definitely want to open bar because I don't want to worry about money at the point. We want live music because that's just an elevated atmosphere. And then we said, we only want good magicians. We want intimate magic. We want secret spaces. And that's how the whole thing developed. And lucky enough, from the very first one that we just did kind of for his clients for free because we wanted to see how it goes, every single one after that we sold out. And that kind of creates a buzz around it when people realize this is something that's completely unique right now in the world, and they can't get tickets because it's always sold out.
Which is exciting. So you clearly are a believer in the element of magic, but also in a fantastic performance, and that's why you have been able to conduct countless corporate and private events for companies such as GE, Dunkin' Donuts, Zebra Technologies, Nestle, so many more examples. Why would a company come to the Magic Penthouse for their event? What is your sort of value-add proposition to the businesses that might be tuning in tonight?
Sure. So as a business, when you're throwing events, whether that's a holiday party or it's a customer appreciation event. You're not doing these events because you're burning money, because you have too much money. You're doing these events because you either want your employees to get more engaged or you want to connect with your customers. So we approached the whole topic from what is the goal from the company. And then we designed the night around that. So we customize every event for our clients. That means when Dunkin' Donuts approached us and said, we have a new espresso launch, we said, well, let's perform the whole night exclusively with coffee props. We performed with coffee, with sugar, with everything they could give us. We designed a three-hour show for influencers just for them. And companies are always looking for the next big thing. And right now, I feel like there's a whole lot of the sameness out there.
Absolutely. This is a unique show. It's a unique show. It's a unique experience both for the businesses that might work with the Magic Penthouse, as well as for those that try to attend the shows. As you said, they're sold out, which is just amazing because, as you said, it hasn't been that long since you moved to Chicago from Germany. So we're going to squeeze in a quick break, but I'm curious. I know you're getting married, I believe, in about almost exactly a year from now to your lovely fiance. What will your wedding be like? Will Magic be incorporated there as well?
Funny that you're asking. It's actually the only event that I'm doing where there is no Magic allowed. My fiance was very specific about that.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's going to be a story in itself, that that the amazing Sinor do and does not put on a Magic show at his wedding. That will be quite the story, and I'll be looking forward to following that. So, Sin, as I said, we've got to squeeze in a quick break, but I do want to make sure that even before the break, we share information on how people can find out about the shows, because I know they book up well in advance. What's the website?
Sure. The website is magicpenthouse.com. But as soon as you type in Magic Penthouse in Google, you will see all of our pages because of all the reviews. So you can't really not find us as long as you remember the name Magic Penthouse.
MagicPenthouse.com. And coming up after the break, we're going to continue our conversation with Sin Ordu, the CEO of the Magic Penthouse. We'll talk a little bit about his experiences in Chicago, talk about his experiences putting on these amazing, unique shows. I'll be right back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You could get on my website, shalomkline.com, download past shows, and get a sneak peek of who will be on next week.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other carriers. If you're over 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage every month whether you want it or not. In Chicago, the least expensive PPO health insurance plan under the ACA will cost $572 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $7,900 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium to $278 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $294 a month and over $5,000 with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My skin's a little better and a little more energy. It's all around. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, I'm very skeptical about things. And when I do get something, it better be good or else I won't get it. So if I'm sticking with you this long, that means it's working.
I've had a couple of times where I thought I was going to get a cold or the flu or something. And then a day or two later, I'm fine. I never really got sick the whole time that I've been taking Balance of Nature. So it's keeping me healthy. So I'm just going to continue it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Hey, we're back, and we are chatting with Sin Ordu, the CEO of the Magic Penthouse. Sin was just telling us a little bit about the shows, the unique experience filled with music, magic, an open bar, lots of great stuff at the event. So, Sin, where do your shows take place?
So right now we're partnering with the Kim Palomar Hotel right in downtown Chicago, just because we needed to step up our game when it came to drinks and food and all of that. So we're really providing a luxury experience now on all levels, because that's a phenomenal luxury hotel. And we have a gorgeous space there with multiple rooms that we utilize every month.
That's exciting. So for those that are not quite, maybe not quite yet in the magic scene in Chicago, I know you talked about you meeting your partner. Unfortunately, you didn't scare him off and he didn't scare you off when you met a couple of years ago. What is the magic scene in Chicago like?
We have a great magic scene in Chicago, actually, and I highly recommend people to check out even more spaces than just the Magic Penta. There's the Magic Lounge up in Andersonville with really great rotating performers from all over the country. There's the Magic Parlor at the, the Palmer Hotel with Dennis Watkins, great one-man show as well. So really multiple options to see great magic. Both of these locations are going to be a little bit more classic style of magic versus the Magic Penthouse. We're trying to push the envelope and see what can magic be in the 21st century.
It's cool. And I know it's a very intimate up-close setting, which is unique. And the reason I'm so fascinated by this is we talk on this program all about business. And magic is not a common industry that we frequently feature on this program. So I know I'm already hearing from some of our listeners that are fascinated as much as I am. And that means that if you want to see one of these performances, you're going to have to plan well in advance. And it's a great experience for anybody, whether you are a business audience or just looking for an amazing evening out. So Sin, I'm curious, how have you found Chicago in general? I know you moved here in 2015. I believe it was just around New Year's 2015. What has your experience been so far?
I mean, to me, the best city I could have ever asked for. It's just incredible the amount of opportunity that's out there and the open-mindedness. I go to New York quite a lot and a couple other cities, and I just find Chicago, it doesn't matter who you meet, everyone just wants to sit down and have coffee and talk to you. And that's kind of how I build a network, and I was able to start a business without ever planning on it, just because the city brought me so much luck and so many great people.
Amen, my friend. That's right. That is the unique Chicago advantage, which is pretty cool. So, Sin, sort of putting the magic piece aside for a moment, you are the CEO of a business and a relatively new business. What advice do you have for those that might be tuning in that's looking, an entrepreneur, an aspiring entrepreneur that's looking to establish their business? Are there any mistakes that you made that perhaps you'd like to educate people on to make sure they don't do the same things, or any things that you've done right that you would recommend to others?
I mean, there's pretty much the two things that everyone always says, but no one really follows. One is we're horrible judges of opportunity, I think, just generally as humans. So whenever I go in a meeting and I think this is going to be the big breakthrough, it's not. But then when I go into a magic shop and I run into Nick Roy, and it changes my life. So the idea of just keep saying yes to everything that's kind of being offered to you, meet people for the weirdest things, even if they ask. And usually that's where life-changing things happen. So instead of thinking, oh, that's not worth my time, I feel like a lot of people are very stingy with their time, but really they should be just seizing the opportunity in everything, because you don't know who you're going to meet at that garden fest.
That's great advice, being open-minded. So Sin Order, that music means that we are out of time. How can people once again get tickets and find out more about the Magic Penthouse?
For sure. I mean, next show is on October 11th, magicpenthouse.com. And if you want to book a holiday party, you better get on that quick, because we're about to be booked out for December.
That's right. Magicpenthouse.com. Sin Order, CEO of the Magic Penthouse. Thanks for joining us on the air. You're listening to Get Down to Business to Success. Let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here, 6 p.m.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance.